Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Al Zarrilla. Batting second. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting third. The center fielder, Hoot Evers. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, George Kell. Batting sixth. The catcher, Del Wilbur. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ted Lepsio. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Parnell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Mel Parnell. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Groth. Batting second. The shortstop, Billy Hunter. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Dyke. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Vic Wertz. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Elliott. Batting sixth. The catcher, Les Moss. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Roy Sievers. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Bobby Young. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Max Lanier. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Max Lanier. And now, play ball. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball four. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zarrilla moves to second. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers bunts towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Zarrilla moves to third. Pearsall moves to second. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. Zarrilla scores. Pearsall moves to third. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke takes first base on ball four. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Wilbur for a passed ball. Dyke moves to second. Vic Wertz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wertz takes first base on ball four. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur strikes out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a fly ball into right field. Wertz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss strikes out. One out. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Max Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling misplays the ball. That's an error on Bowling. Young moves to third. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0 for 1 in the game. Groth hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Parnell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Elliott picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Elliott. Parnell moves to third. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Zarrilla hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parnell scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 0 in the game. Evers hits a fly ball into right field. Wirtz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Gurnett takes first base on ball 4. Pearsall moves to second. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 0 for 1 in the game. Kell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. Gurnett moves to second. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. Kell moves to second. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Dick Littlefield now pitching. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 0 for 1 in the game. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Kell scores. Wilbur moves to second. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 0 for 1 in the game. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilbur scores. Lepsio moves to second. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Littlefield fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Wirtz hits a line drive into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-1 in the game. Evers hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-1 in the game. Elliott strikes out. One out. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-1 in the game. Moss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 0-for-1 in the game. Sievers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Young hits a fly ball into center field. Evers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kell hits a fly ball into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Wilbur hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Groth who is chasing the ball. Wilbur reaches third base with a triple. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wilbur scores. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Dick Cocos pinch hits for Dick Littlefield. Dick Cocos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cocos takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-2 in the game. Groth hits a pop-up towards third. Kell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-2 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling misplays the ball. That's an error on Bowling. Cocos moves to second. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Dyke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cal fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 7, and the Browns nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobo Holloman now pitching. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground towards first. Seavers scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Zarrilla for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Wirtz. Pearsall reaches second base with a double. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 2 in the game. Evers strikes out. Two outs. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Pearsall moves to third. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gurnett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pearsall scores. It's 8-0, Red Sox. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Young scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Wirtz for the out. One out. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0 for 2 in the game. Elliott takes first base on ball 4. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0 for 2 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kell fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Roy Seavers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seavers is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Seavers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moss moves to second. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Young hits a ball on the ground towards second. Lepsio picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Lepsio. Moss scores. Seavers moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8-1, Red Sox. Don Lenhart pinch hits for Bobo Holloman. Don Lenhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lenhart hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Wilbur settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 8, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Marlon Stewart now pitching. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Wilbur hits a pop-up towards short. Hunter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lepsio strikes out. Two outs. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Bowling hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Parnell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bowling moves to second. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Zarrilla hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bowling scores. Parnell moves to third. It's 9-1, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 4-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Parnell scores. Zarrilla moves to second. It's 10-1, Red Sox. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-3 in the game. Evers hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zarrilla scores. Pearsall moves to second. It's 11-1, Red Sox. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards third. Elliott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Al Zarrilla now playing center field. Gene Stevens now playing left field. Billy Consolo now playing third base. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-3 in the game. Groth hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-3 in the game. Hunter hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wilbur settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dyke hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Browns 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Consolo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Consolo hits a line drive into center field. Groth settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Wilbur hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Wirtz hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Elliott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Elliott is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Elliott hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirtz moves to second. Les Moss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss is 0-for-3 in the game. Moss hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wirtz scores. Elliott moves to second. It's 11-2, Red Sox. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Sievers hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Young is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Young is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Young hits a ball on the ground towards third. Consolo fields it and throws to second for the out. Elliott moves to third. Two outs. Babe Martin pinch hits for Marlon Stewart. Babe Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Consolo fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Browns 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bob Kane now pitching. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got two RBIs. Bowling hits a fly ball into left field. Dyke settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mel Parnell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parnell is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Parnell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hunter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Zarrilla takes first base on ball 4. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 5-for-5 in the game, with 4 singles and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Pearsall bunts in front of the plate. Moss picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Moss. Zarrilla moves to third. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 11, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Johnny Groth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groth is 0-for-4 in the game. Groth hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Hunter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunter is 0-for-4 in the game. Hunter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Dyke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dyke is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Dyke hits a pop-up towards first. Gurnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Wirtz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wirtz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wirtz hits a pop-up towards short. Bowling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 11, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.